My name is Kevin. I am so glad you could join us tonight. It's a great night to be here. And tonight, we had to make room, didn't we? And that's a great thing. And I want to ask you to do something tonight in the spirit of Christmas. I want to ask you to continue making room. Will you make room this year? Will you make room? And maybe it could become a habit, something that I think can change your life, can change your way and being around other people is making room in life. As a matter of fact, I think if we did this, if we all took this seriously, this idea of making room, we could be a force of goodness to be reckoned with. And I want to ask you to simply make room. Make room in life. Has anyone ever made room for you? Think about that. Has anyone made room for you? I'm almost embarrassed to tell this story because it brings me back to a time where I'm going to admit some naivete that you're going to see. We had this idea that we would travel all around and just head out, and all we needed was each other. It was our honeymoon. We had a few plans, not many. We had a few days at this fancy resort and a few days at a cabin, but other than that, we just thought we would go and figure it out as it happened. So we headed towards the west coast of the island and finally got to the very western edge, to the small town called Ucluelet, where you can't head any further west without hitting the ocean. And this is where things took a turn for the worse. We had this idea that we could camp and we would just show up, drive in, and set up our tent, and all would be well in the land. But what do you think happened, kids? Do you think we found a campground? The campground was full. So we drove to another one, thought, well, that's no big deal. We'll find another campground. And we pulled up to the campground, and there's this gate thing over the drive, and we thought, this isn't a good sign. And what do you guys think the sign said? It was full. And this just kept happening over and over again, so we were getting desperate. I've just been told my mic's not on. Literally, it wasn't on me, but it was on. Thank you for that, Dale. You guys let me know if it falls off again, okay? Because I can't tell. So I remember we came to this one place just off the highway, and we thought it looked like a good place that we could just drive off the road and maybe find a place to just set up a tent. And we headed up this trail, and we found that it was a dead end, and there was nowhere to set up the tent. So we were thinking, okay, where are we going to sleep? In our car? On our honeymoon? We couldn't find anywhere, and it was turning out to be a romantic disaster. So yeah, we were desperate by that time, and we were on our honeymoon, and there was no room anywhere. So what we did is we pulled out our cell phones and said, hey, Google, find us a honeymoon suite. Actually, we didn't. We didn't do that because we actually didn't have cell phones at that time. It wasn't that long ago. Don't look at me like that. And we had to use this thing called a phone book. Does anyone know what? You guys know what I'm talking about? This thing called a phone book. And we had to also go find this place called a phone booth. It was really weird. And we started making calls. And one after another, every motel, every hotel, every place said they were full. There was no room. So we were right near this bed and breakfast, and we thought we better change our strategy. Instead of calling, I'm going to go to this door, and I'm going to knock on the door. So I knocked on the door, and I said, hey, me and my wife, we need a room. Do you have a room available? And she said very nicely, I'm sorry, we're all booked up. We're full. There's no room. Right then, I knew that I had to be the man that I always wanted to be, the man that I was called to be, so I begged. I said, please, I didn't plan this very well. We're on our honeymoon. My wife is over there in the car, and look at her. It looks like she might start crying. And I did say, it might be good if you cry a little bit, Cindy. And you know what? It worked. Not only did I become a man that day, but we got a room. And this lady, she was so kind, she melted and she said, of course we'll make room for you. Of course we will. We'll do the best that we can. And they were amazing. They prepared a room for us in their house. It wasn't even part of the bed and breakfast. They made a room for us, and we ate at their table with them. We had dinner and breakfast, and they treated us amazingly. And it gets even better, because when we were checking out, they said, well, you know, we can't charge you that much. How about we give you a discount? Because you didn't actually stay in the bed and breakfast. So they gave us a discount. And as we were leaving, she runs up to us and says, listen, I charge you too much. Take this cash and take your wife out for lunch. It was awesome. And what was turning into a disaster became one of the great memories of our honeymoon. And we'll never forget that couple and how kind they were and how they made room for us. That little act made a big difference for us. And I want to talk to you about another couple a long time ago. They were in a town where everyone had to be. Everyone was there. All the hotels were booked up. The relatives weren't answering their phone. There was no room in the B&B. They didn't have a tent, and they didn't have a car to sleep in. Of course, we're talking about Joseph and Mary. They were newlyweds, and they already had a baby on the way. Every door they knocked on, every place they tried said no. And they were so desperate. Because not only were they tired from traveling and fighting traffic, not only were they worn out, but they were so desperate because Mary needed to have this baby. The baby wasn't going to wait. It's funny how that happens, right? When the baby's ready, the baby's ready. It's true. It's a fact. Joseph knew this, and I'm sure he was getting desperate. We don't know a lot of details of how they found this place or what kind of place it was, but they finally found a place. Someone took pity on them. Someone decided to make room. We read in Luke chapter 2, verses 6 to 7, and while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. Now, the truth is, we don't know much about this person, about the guy who put them up. We do know that somebody made room. He probably didn't know who he made room for, but he made room. And it turns out that he made room for the Savior of the world, for the Messiah, the King of Kings, Jesus. And listen as we continue in the story of Luke about who he made room for. This is an angel speaking to shepherds. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth lying in a manger. Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and peace on earth to those to whom God is pleased. When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. Someone made room. That guy made room for them. And he was just doing a small thing, but he did a small thing that made a big difference. And we don't know if he knew who was in that manger, but we can probably guess that his kindness was never forgotten by Joseph and Mary. He made room. And sometimes it's the really small things that we do that make a big difference to other people. And isn't that what the message of Christmas is all about? Making room? About God making room for us? About God inviting us in? About God going to incredible lengths to provide us a place for us, to welcome us? Isn't that what this message is all about? This Christmas, this year, will you make room? Will you make room in life? let's make room. Because we just don't know the ripple effect of that one small thing, that one small change, that one small act of kindness. Making room, even if it's just a little bit, can make a big difference. Make room in your life. Make room to share God's welcome. Make room to have conversations. Make room just to be present with people. Make room for that phone call that you know you should make. Make room to help someone in need. Make room to offer a kind word to someone. Make room to show love. That's what Christmas is all about. And if we do that, if we make room, we'll make a big difference. I know we will. Because a small action can make a big difference. And it will not only bless others, but you also will be blessed. We are blessed to be a blessing. Well, Merry Christmas, and as God makes room for us, as He extends His welcome out to all those who are looking for it, may you, in return, share God's welcome with others.